Degrees now at the CBS Broadcast Center on LA's Miracle Mile. Stock market slipping today with the Dow down 4, NASDAQ down 6, the S&P 500 down 2. Oil prices taking a tumble back down to around $51 a barrel, but gas prices continuing to spike here in Southern California, up another 8 cents overnight. $4.28 now, the average price here in the Los Angeles area. Tonight popping 74 cents a gallon higher than just a week ago, and now 16 cents higher than a year ago. Now we're just 42 cents below the all-time high we saw 3 years ago. Shanghai stocks lost ground overnight, but international markets gained after China's better-than-expected economic growth in the second quarter. And violence flaring on the streets of Athens today, clashes breaking out at a rally by thousands of protesters outside the parliament in Athens. Police there report about 12,000 people. The clashes breaking out just as lawmakers were starting to debate the austerity bill that includes tax hikes and pension reforms in Greece. The European Commission, meanwhile, says there are serious concerns about the sustainability of Greece's debt load amid the worsening in its economy. And Fed Chair Janet Yellen on Capitol Hill repeating that she expects interest rates to be hiked before this year is over. Let's bring in Ed Wedbush now, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. A lot to digest for the markets today, Ed, and a bit of a pullback. Give us your reaction to what we got here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. I thought the market performed very, very well, all considered. We had a pretty big rally for the last 4 days, and settlements of various activities worldwide, at least on a temporary basis. The market was up earlier and then was down on the Dow maybe 30 or 40 points, but now closed down only 3.5 points. So I thought it performed exceptionally well.
And today's the day Netflix, the 7-for-1 stock split hit, and Netflix a lot cheaper than it was yesterday. Of course, it was trading above 700 before the split, trading around 100 today, and the earnings just came in. Looks like they have exceeded analysts' expectations here, and Netflix shares up about $8 here now in after-hours trading. Give us your reaction to that breaking news here now.
Yeah, I'm very much surprised at that. I can understand why the market has reacted that way. Intel did the same thing, up 3 points, and percentage-wise, that's even higher. I would avoid Netflix at this point in time.
All right, and of course, Amazon in focus, creating its own holiday today. The stock has been hitting all-time highs. Looks like a bit of a pullback today. What's your view on the e-commerce giant, Amazon?
I would avoid that stock as well at this point in time. I think the risks are high, and it's in the category of securities that have had pretty bristling rises over the last half year. So that's one of my avoidance securities.
All right, and of course, Fed Chair Janet Yellen again signaling that she expects rates to be going up before this year is out if the economy continues to improve and things continue on track without any nasty surprises. What's your expectation here?
My expectation is that a rise in interest rates is considerably overdue time-wise, and they should be moved up and significantly from the rate that they're at today, which is really ridiculous relative to the value of money. So I believe that the economy of the United States will support having a rise in interest rates. And the next question will be, how substantial will that rise be, and how many different steps will it be taken? We could have a rise 4 times what it is now on the short term, 0.25 up to 1%, and that still would be a very modest change in my opinion.
All right, you're at the Wedbush building there in downtown Los Angeles. You have a bird's eye view of all of those cars on the 110 freeway burning all that expensive gas. So we see oil taking a tumble today back to around $51 a barrel. In the meantime, gas prices soaring here in Southern California. What's your view on the oil stocks and the refiner stocks here at the moment?
I favor these oil stocks and the natural gas stocks as well. The prices of oil are back down again significantly today, but over the longer term, I believe that those are positive. I would suggest that we also add to our positive list the semiconductor stocks. Intel is an example of that right after the close being up and the stock has all gone up. I also favor the steel stocks, and I now favor the water industry securities as well.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown LA. Ed, great to have you with us here after the closing bell. We'll have